Let me read you another short prose piece then. This is called Barabbas. It has nothing to do with the biblical Barabbas. I don't know why I chose that to be the character. I like the name. At any rate, it's about him. There was a man named Barabbas who had lived all his life in one small village, and so he did not amount to much. When the mayor's wife, who affected an accent, spoke of traveling beyond the mountains, Barabbas shrugged politely and turned away. When the Minister of Education passed around his latest postcard, Barabbas admired the cobblestones at his feet and said he was late for supper. When the merchant's secretary dreamily murmured the names of distant cities, Barabbas looked into his hat and fell asleep. "Well, there are some people," said the mayor's wife. "Hopeless," said the Minister of Education. "Who?" said the merchant's secretary. So life in the village went on day after day. And at night, when darkness lay upon the village, the mayor's wife loosened her tongue upon the mayor and let her tears fall into the valleys of her pillow. The Minister of Education unbuttoned his vest and pasted stamps into a book that grew heavier and heavier with the years. The merchant's secretary came home from the cinema and entered the bitter geography of her room. And Barabbas, after his supper, would stroll out under the stars. "Now," he would say, "when I was the king of Poland..." That's an avant-garde novel.